Chapter 3, Snapchat Marketing Basics. With photos only being viewable for a maximum of 10 seconds, many users will take a screenshot to immortalize the images, potentially to post them on other social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. Snapchat has been updated again and now puts your friends first. Previously, AutoAdvance made it difficult to choose which friend story you wanted to watch, automatically playing one after the other. Now you can select the friend whose story you want to watch and even create playlists of various friend stories. You just tap on the thumbnails next to your friend's names in the order you want to create your playlist, then press play at the bottom of the screen. To access this feature, open the app and make sure your front-facing camera is active. Now, long press the screen on your face to load the lenses. You can scroll horizontally through them, and for most, you'll need to follow an instruction for it to work properly, such as opening your mouth or raising your eyebrows. Swipe down from the main screen to bring up your personal Snapchat code, and you'll see a new trophy icon above it. Tap it, and you'll see what trophies you've managed to unlock. They're basically achievements, like you get on computer games. If you've had multiple snaps from the same contact, or want to view someone's story without it taking forever, you can skip each photo or video whenever you're ready. When you're holding one finger on the screen to view a snap, simply tap elsewhere with another finger to skip to the next one. If you want to chat to a friend, swipe right on their name in your Snapchat inbox to begin. When you leave the chat screen, messages viewed by both you and your friend will be cleared. The app will notify you if your friend is online when chatting, and if you're both chatting at the same time, you simply have to press and hold to share live video. In a similar fashion to Instagram, Snapchat has filters which you can add to your photos. Once you've taken a photo, simply swipe left or right and you'll see a message which says, "Turn on filters." Click the "I want filters" button at the bottom of the screen. This will take you to the "Additional services" part of the settings menu where you can tick the filters box. Note that